The idea of brain stimulation isn't new. Recovering opioid addicts sometimes wear a device behind their ears that sends electric pulses to cranial nerves. This can lessen withdrawal symptoms. Restless leg syndrome is another area where brain stimulation is thought to help. University of Cincinnati neuroscientist Francisco Romanava says he's the first person to study brain stimulation in treating depression. He's working with the Linder Center of Hope. Dr. Susan McElroy is the chief research officer.
Well, I'd never heard of it, but it was actually, I didn't feel skeptical at all. I was actually very excited because there's just no doubt that serious mental disorders, you know, including depression, are really medical disorders.
McElroy isn't the only one who thinks Romanava is onto something. He has a patent to stimulate the brain-body communication pathways in the spinal cord with grants from the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation, the National Institute of Mental Health, and others. For 20 minutes, three times a week, for 8 weeks, participants receive a small electrical current through their backs and shoulders. Romanava says participants can barely feel the stimulation and it won't hurt them. The stimulation will hopefully improve both brain and bodily function. Romanava says depression is a complex syndrome that has cognitive and other symptoms.
Our target in the spinal cord is a particular set of signaling pathways that reach up to the brain, to regions that are involved in mood regulation. And that's why we hope to be able to see that by utilizing this method, we are able to modify this brain-body circuit in a way that is beneficial for patients experiencing depressive symptoms.
The interaction between the brain and the body is kind of like a self-regulating feedback circuit, often disturbed in psychiatric disorders. If it can be fixed, it could improve the mental and physical health of the patient. Here's why Romanava is targeting the area he is. The brain and the spinal cord are part of the central nervous system, and neural pathways connect them. These tracts are composed of nervous tissue, including neurons and other cells. They send information from the body to the brain and vice versa. He hopes the stimulation could correct any short circuiting. Romanava also plans to study other aspects of brain-body communication after looking at the effects of electrical stimulation on depression.
To our knowledge, this is the first time, and this is why I think the patent was issued. And also, what we do know is that these tools are being used for other purposes. I was just reading about a group, I think, in South Korea that just published results on a pilot study for restless leg syndrome. And there's also some other potential uses for patients that are recovering for stroke.
Romanava emphasizes his research is still in the early stages. Eventually, he wants to do larger clinical trials and collaborate with private companies. The Linder Center of Hope's McElroy thinks that's a good idea.
I could actually see where these devices could maybe be made commercially and not necessarily require a doctor's prescription. So it'd be like an over-the-counter treatment of depression. Now that's like a best case scenario, but I don't think it's impossible. So that's what's exciting to me.
Recruiting is still going on for participants ages 18 to 55 who are not on medication. Information to enroll is on our website, wvxu.org. Romanava hopes to have results soon on those participating in the study now. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.